A special guest has just come in. His name is Brad Cooper, but they tell me you just call him Coops. Good morning, Coops.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good, mate. Nice to see you. And we've got a great season with the Crocs coming up. I can feel it. I can feel already the positive vibes around the whole thing. Now you've got a couple of new players. How many new players have we got? Just checking the list.
Yeah, at this stage, we've got about 11 new guys.
Wow.
On our list, so, yeah.
Okay, tell us about them.
Firstly, we've got Cam Adam, who's been living locally but playing down in Cairns the last four or five seasons. So he's decided to get on board and play where he lives. So that's really positive. He's been a captain of a club, City Lions, down there, and played at Central's the last couple of years.
Yep.
So he'll be a good addition.
Yep.
We've got a cousin of John Hobbs, who was our fullback, who we lost last year. He went back down south, but Daniel Hobbs. So he's coming up from Ballarat. So he'll be a good addition to our back line. We've got returning a couple of players returning to the club. Adam Byrne, who was our assistant coach in 2014 Premiership. So he's moved back into town and has got a fishing charter locally. And him and his family have been back here about just before Christmas. So it's good to have Adam back. Kurt Bradshaw's back after a year down in Melbourne. Couldn't handle the weather down there, so we've been able to lure him back to the club, and he's a two-time Premiership player with us. So
good.
Another good addition. And Zach Gubbins, who played in a 2016 Premiership, he's again from down south, from Geelong way, and missed the weather and the lifestyle, and he's just arrived back in town last weekend. So those guys are back into the mix. And then we've got some other notable recruits. We've got another Mawson to add to the few that we've already got at the club. So it's actually my best friend's son, so Josh. He comes with really good credentials. He played TAC Cup with the North Ballarat Rebels.
A lot of Victorians, because that weather down there is shocking.
Yeah, it is. And usually with the guys that we do recruit, they're have some sort of affiliation with the town or the guys that are already at the club. They come up June, July and have a look around. Yep. And go, what am I doing?
Yeah.
And they're running around in mud and slush.
Exactly.
And cold temperatures. So
why not come up here and sweat your...
Yeah, that's it. We've just got to get through the next four or five weeks. We actually had a player that, Chris Taylor, which I'll say a big g'day to, and hopefully he's feeling better, but he got a bit dehydrated after training last night and spent a night in Mossman Hospital. But
what?
Yeah, so it was one of the hotter nights last night. It was not so much the sunshine, but the humidity was really high.
Yeah.
And not a lot of, no wind to speak of.
Yes.
So.
Got to keep hydrated, Brad.
Yeah, look, we give him a drink, but no doubt that I'll be to blame for that one, for pushing him a bit hard. But but I spoke to him this morning, and he's out, and he's on the mend. So.
Okay, well, he's learnt a lesson there, you see. Keep hydrated, whatever you do.
Absolutely.
And the water up here is beautiful. Now, all right, that's the new guys coming. How do you see the team this year starting to form? What's your impression?
Be a different side. Obviously, we will lose a few players from our Premiership side. I know that Barry's been in here and pre-Christmas saying we're going to retain nearly all the list. But previous years, as I've always said, it's usually post-Christmas. Guys go home at Christmas, yep. Get offered money down there that we can't match up here.
And they miss certain members of the family.
Yeah,
there's all sorts of things go on.
Yeah, they do. But usually what we're finding is they go back and maybe back for a year or two and then they miss here. So they that June, July, August period down south, the cold weather and the lifestyle and whatnot.
A boomerang and come back here.
Yeah, exactly right. And that's what we've had this year with three guys coming back, yep. So which is terrific.
Mm.
So
a different side, but and that is up then to you to shape this team, because you can't do what you did last year.
No,
you've got different personalities,
right.
You've got different team members.
Yeah, look, we've got some really strong leadership at our club out in the ground. Certainly makes my life a lot easier as a coach. We put things in place to get the groups together, because it's a revolving door quite a bit at our footy club, and that's just the nature of the beast of where we live.
Yep.
We've been really lucky over the last 4 or 5 years that we've had a core of 5 or 6 guys that have been here permanently, which is, you know, really different for our club, and no doubt it's a on the back of that is, you know, is quite a percentage of that has been why we've been successful having those guys in.
Absolutely.
And then coaching wise, I've had Wes Glass now for a few years. He's, you know, he's certainly adds to the mix of what we do. He understands the game really well, and leads really well out in the ground. I'm going to add Adam Boone, who's back as an assistant coach this year, and probably one of the better signings we've had for the year as well has been Big Paul Lewis, who's played in our 2016 Premiership side, has signed on as our reserves coach. And he's really keen in the job and really got some great ideas about our development of our kids and how we're going to structure that, which will be a little bit different to what we've done in previous years, where we're just really trying to get our young local boys really heavily involved and you know, not have them float off and not play footy. So, yeah, so there's some different things happening down at the club, but some real exciting things as well.
Terrific. Well, good luck for season 2019. I know you guys. And what impressed me about the club, I'm not saying because you're just sitting here, but what has impressed me about the Crocs is you're such a united mob. You know, I come from Adelaide where there's, you know, you've got the Sandful clubs and you've got, you know, Port and the Crows. There's always somebody in fighting. You guys seem to be a very cohesive team, and I think that's probably one of the secrets to your success.
Yeah, I think, look, we're a tight community up here, outside of our sporting club, but the town itself. So, you know, we promote, you know, respect around our town for our players.
And, that's it.
And they've taken that on board. When we do recruit, we actually look at, you know, country towns, because those guys grow up in the environment where, you know, community is a big part of where you live and what you do. And then on the back of that, that's what we try and build around our footy club. And, you know, I'd say 90% of our guys are country, South Australian, Western Australian, Victorian.
Yeah.
The guys that we get up here, and we've got a good bunch of young blokes that have grown up locally.
Yeah.
And they obviously understand the way the town runs and works and everything else. And we're really proud as a club that we have produced those local boys, and we're really looking to ramp that up.
Work hard, play hard, but that word that you mentioned is most important in any club or any organisation or any family, and that's respect.
Absolutely.
And if you've got that, you'll be successful, and you have been successful. So terrific. Good luck with the season, Brad.
Cheers, Paul.
Can I call you Coops?
You can call me Coops.
All right, that's fantastic. Well, I reckon we should play the Port Douglas Crocs footy team song.